Welcome to our discussion. Mark and I have been discussing recently the, in quotes, popularity of negativity, pain, and suffering in third-dimensional reality. I explained to Mark that souls incarnate onto your earth specifically for purposes of encountering what you might call these negative states of consciousness. Your dimension is a proving ground for suffering. Now, it is also true, as Mark suggested to me, that there is great pleasure to be had in third-dimensional reality. I'm in complete agreement. As most of you know, I no longer have a physical body. But for many, many hundreds of years, thousands of years, I inhabited various physical bodies, and I experienced the positive and the negative within physical reality, on Earth and in other dimensional realms. As I have been relating to you recently and over the past 4 years, your main task as a physical being on Earth during this time frame is to transform fear into courage, anger into loving understanding. Fear and anger, if I may be so bold, are the germs, the seeds that, in quotes, grow suffering in your world. Now, simply, Barbara, new suffering is created every moment you allow ideas, images, thoughts, emotional states of anger and fear to germinate within your mental environment, to germinate and grow. Now, suffering is averted every moment that you decide by using your intent to create their divine opposites in the moment. In the moment is when suffering is averted. Now, in a very real sense, the suffering you are experiencing currently is from, in quotes, past beliefs. You create your reality according to templates of belief. And you do this on, in quotes, automatic pilot for the most part. You do it unconsciously, subconsciously, subliminally, so that your consensus reality, meaning the reality that you're experiencing within your locality, your region, your country and your world. Is created status quo. Every moment of your waking reality. So that when you awaken from sleep, rather than, for the most of you I should say, create a positive, loving reality, you may be experiencing suffering, for you have recreated, in that moment of awakening from sleep, the consensus reality of pain, suffering, fear, anger, the experiencing of terrorism. So, indeed, the current suffering, the new suffering, you are experiencing this from past beliefs. My advice, as always, is to reformat these core beliefs of yours, that you must respond to fear. With a recreation of suffering. To a reality in which you are creating courage out of these fearful images, thoughts that you are entertaining within your mental environment. So you need not suffer in the moment through this form of mental, Mark is searching for the word, martial arts. You are redirecting negativity through different templates of creation to create loving understanding, compassion. This can start quite simply for you. Again, as I've been discussing with Mark of late, this begins with a simple mental posture of good humor. We are going to let that go until Mark and I can create the chapter in the next book on the creation of good humor. Now, I believe I've answered your question, Barbara. If you have further questions for me, let Mark know. I will attempt to answer them. Now, David asks, from my book on 9/11, I do indeed refer to two-dimensional planets, and if I am not mistaken, I suggested in that passage that some of your negative leaders in the financial realms and the political realms, those in leadership roles, some of these negative leaders may be relegated to two-dimensional planets in their next go-around. You live in third-dimensional reality. However, this reality of yours, this earthly reality, is simply a very small portion of the realities that consciousness creates in this spacious moment I refer to these many realities as the multitudinous universes that all that is creates, so that it knows itself. Now, one example of these multitudinous universes is a universe composed of two-dimensional and one-dimensional planets. Now, these exist in probable universes, so that it would be impossible for you to observe the activities on one of these planets through one of your telescopes with optical lenses and such. However, using the inner senses, what we are calling intuition in the new material, it is easy for you to tune into these probable realities. Now, in the past, and as I've described in other manuscripts, it was virtually impossible for the majority of you to reformat your core beliefs about reality. These core beliefs in the past have prevented you from seeing your greater multidimensional reality. And that's for a purpose. For as I've said, if you were to witness one moment of your multidimensional reality, you would be overcome with the imagery and the thought and the ideation entailed in that perception. Now, however, you are being asked to expand your awareness. Beings of light such as myself are encouraging you in very specific ways as you sleep and in your times of meditation and psychic exploration, to expand your awareness. In this expansion of perception, of awareness and physical reality, you will meet your divine guides, your energy personalities, and other guides that have assisted you. You will meet, if you seek to, if you use your intention, possibly, citizens from two-dimensional planets. If you are a science fiction writer, you may already be quite familiar with these ideas, these thoughts of possibilities of, in quotes, life, humanoid life forms on two-dimensional planets. So, David, I would ask you to search within your own gestalt of consciousness for the path that will lead to an exploration of the two-dimensional planets, the two-dimensional worlds. Now, it may well be that you have a simultaneous life existing on one of these planets. Certainly that would be an inducement for you to continue with your explorations on your own, within your own psyche, as it were. No. I believe that answers that question. Now, I'm looking through Mark's eyes at his notes, and he, for the record, he makes excellent notes. And I believe he has nothing else for me, and so I will extemporaneously proceed. Now, Mark and I have created this new book of ours, Thought Reality. Mark mentioned that one of the chapters will deal with the healing regimen, the path of healing. This will be for those of you who have physical, mental, spiritual issues you wish to resolve. Now, this healing regimen will be, in actuality, an extended ritual. But I'm asking those of you who would like to participate to enact, moment to moment, from the time you awaken each day until the time you go to sleep, each day in physical existence, you will enact this ongoing ritual of healing and document your findings and observations in some way. And we are asking for those of you who would like to join us to send us your results, your findings, after, let us say, a 30-day period or a 60-day period, and finally a 90-day period for publishing in our fourth book. Now, as I often do in these conversations, I'm going to release for your edification a holographic insert that I trust will help you sharpen your focus on matters of what we are calling in broad terms healing. It's really just a matter of balance, is it not? Achieving balance within the bodies. Again, Mark is searching for his word. Systems. Now, the holographic insert is being received by the majority of you. I might also add that those who are tuning in on the telepathic networks, not necessarily over this physical telephone, are also receiving their inserts. These are people who have expressed interest in these lectures of ours, but who do not have the time. Physical time to tune in. Now, as Mark related to you earlier, in due time, we shall have other avenues for you to connect with us and receive these messages. But as I just said, all it truly takes is a openness to my messages. Just open up and you'll receive the information you desire. And might I add, perhaps other messages you had not counted on, but that are no less important for your evolution as a soul. Now, in conclusion, one other note about our forthcoming book on thought reality. We will be updating our glossary. We will be adding and subtracting so that the definitions in the glossary from the 9/11 book will be improved, clarified. Some will be taken away completely, for they are no longer relevant or accurate. Now, I am quite pleased that Mark will create for you an index so that you may, if you have the physical book, make your connections throughout the book on various concepts and ideas included in the book. However, as you know, in the ebook, this is not truly necessary. You can simply search on any particular word, and you are brought to that word. I sense that our time is at an end, and so I'll bid you a good afternoon.